Illinois finally has a budget. Lawmakers voted yesterday to override the Republican governor's veto of the state's first complete budget in more than 2 years. It ends a political stalemate that had pushed state government and many social service groups to the brink of financial ruin. Mark Stutrud is the CEO of Lutheran Social Services of Illinois, the largest provider of social services in the state. And Mark, it had been 736 days since Illinois had a real budget. Many of those days difficult for you, I'm sure. But how are you feeling today?
Well, it was very difficult to comprehend. That was a long time to go without a budget. And we were very concerned from a structural deficit that the state backlog of bills was growing to be close to $15 billion. And we knew that unless the state had a budget, that it would be very serious for us. We'd be digging out a long time. And we also know when those type of crises happen that the first thing to be cut is our human services. And so that concerned us a great deal as we saw the financial condition deteriorate.
At one point last year, the state owed your group $6 million. You were forced to close dozens of programs that for the elderly, for addiction services, programs for veterans. Talk about that. How badly did this budget standoff hurt the people that you serve?
Well, actually, we were at one time, it was over $8.25 million owed to us.
Mm.
And we had, exhausted any line of credit. You know, we'd used all available cash, and it was just about to tip us over. We were waiting, hoping that we could get resolution or get paid somehow in the sense of negotiation with government. But we were unable to do so, and as a result, we had to discontinue services for thousands of individuals and lay off over 700 staff. It was heartbreaking for us in that regard.
And well, tell us about that. Tell us exactly who suffered under this. I mean, because the legislature can fight about the budget all it wants, but it trickles down to become a very human story after a while, doesn't it?
It does, and it was really under four categories. We had prisoners, returning citizens that were in reentry programs that we could no longer do. We had senior adults that we shared in life in their homes for home care. Those who were recovering from substance abuse in halfway houses or residential programs. And those that we served in residential programs who had severe mental health problems.
How much of your budget relies on state money?
We're about, between state and federal funds, we're at about 78%.
So you definitely rely on the state getting its act together here. Have you thought about changing your model, your funding model, so that you're not so reliant on the politics at the state house?
Well, you know, we've done that over time, but when we take a look at philanthropic means to get at services or human services, it's only a very small percentage of individuals that we can serve. It's not widespread. I think one of the statistics I've heard in the past has been 97% of all human services in the United States are paid through a partnership with government, and only 3% coming out of philanthropic means.
Mm.
This is the business that we're in, and government over time has not given us increase, has even cut service, and these are the services that they're delegating to private organizations like ours that they would otherwise have to provide themselves. So we've been digging into philanthropic means to make sure that that gap is cared for, but that gap has increased to the point to where it's at a breaking.
The budget passed by Democrats includes a 32% income tax hike, which means that many families that you serve will be paying more in taxes. Is there a chance that Democrats miscalculated the impact that that could have on vulnerable families?
Well, we're hearing whether it's a person who's of a Democrat or Republican persuasion politically, that we're hearing from both sides that no one really is thrilled about this tax increase. Certainly, there's an outcry from middle-income individuals or lower-income individuals. How am I going to come up with this? What will I cut within my budget in order to pay this tax? And that's a big concern. It's one of the dilemmas when a state is in a structural deficit, because we can't solely cut our way to a balanced budget, and we cannot solely raise revenue in order to get to a balanced budget. We have to do both. And this is part of the challenge for us as a state.
And for you. You are not a political organization, but in this case, as you just laid it out, you are a victim of the political process. Who do you think is to blame for all this?
Well, I believe that it's our elected officials over time that have not cared for the problems of the state and have not addressed the difficult issues that are facing our state financially. I also believe, though, to some extent, that we've not had as engaged a constituency that we need. And I'm really hoping that maybe this budget and the circumstances that we're experiencing helps to wake Illinois up in the sense of being engaged and not having impasse and this disagreement result in one more situation of kicking the can down the road once more. Mm.
Mark Stutrud is the CEO of Lutheran Social Services of Illinois. Mark, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure. Thank you.